Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, September 30th. Can't believe that tomorrow is the first day of October, as we are in full bloom in the fall. Now, and so, yeah, as they say, fall is here. But we won't talk about the season that comes after that, not unless we mean the holidays. Other than that, though, like after that, we don't talk about that right now, because I don't want the cold and the other things that come with it. You don't want those things either, do you? You don't want those things either, Becky, do you? I'm not even saying what those things are. You already know what those things are, right? And it's just what's coming in a few months. That's all. What's coming? And I wish we had a secret magic bullet to just keep it away, so that it wouldn't come. But unfortunately, with where I live, it's going to come. I can't say where we live because, as I know, we have listeners from various countries that listen, and obviously not every country gets the same climate. And when you've got a country as large as the U.S., not all the U.S. has remotely the same climate. Really doesn't. And so, we're so glad to have you tonight. We pray that God blesses you, and of course that you receive everything that the Lord has for you tonight. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, tonight's a great night to get saved, give your life to Jesus. Amen. Now, when it's a Wednesday night in the fall, obviously that means that it is a busy night, because I have football games to pick. I have a Midland game, a Dow game, a Lion game, and a Patriots game. And those will be the games that I will be picking this weekend. And it won't really be like 3 weeks or so that you'll be hearing the Miracle Man picking Michigan and Michigan State games as well, because that's when the games get to start back up in the Big Ten. But first, I wanted to talk to you about the debates and if you followed me on Twitter, I will make sure to tweet a little bit more. But what I got out of it is this. The weakness of Trump in the debate, I would say, is that he interrupted Biden a lot. Also, he interrupted the moderator, Chris Wallace. It turned out that Chris Wallace was actually rather biased, and I never thought he was that biased. This time he showed that there was bias towards a particular candidate. You know, and Biden was, he kept saying basically every sentence with, here's the deal. Every time he went to make a point, he would say, here's the deal, here's the deal, here's the deal. He should be a car salesman, I think, not someone in the Senate. And a lot of the key issues were discussed, though at times we couldn't recognize because of all the disruptions. And Supreme Court was discussed even, and he said, and Biden said that the seat shouldn't even be filled until the whoever the president is gets in on January 20th. So that's what he thinks. Trump said it was very important to get this person nominated. And I heard about this thing in the news where Amy Coney Barrett was mocked for praying in tongues. Now, I don't like that she was mocked necessarily, but I think that's a real cool thing that she was seen praying in tongues. And the way I look at it, listeners, I'm glad to see that we have a chance to get someone in that Supreme Court who is real serious about the Constitution, serious about prayer. The fact that they're praying in tongues makes me to believe, leads me to believe, not know for sure, but believe that this woman will put the Constitution first. So, we have to keep praying for America. There are plans that the Democrats have to try to steal the election. It was confirmed, actually, that in fact it was not Russia interfering in the election. It was Hillary, your campaign. But it didn't work. It didn't work. Everything the enemy tries fails. Every time they try, now they may get headway, but they don't get everything they want. Like with the virus. The plan was that, in general, the world as a whole, it was not supposed to open up. Did you know that, Becky? In reality, it was never supposed to open back up. You didn't know that, did you? So that's the truth. And the fact is the fake news media would not tell us that. But the plan was, the Rockefeller Foundation and other groups. This whole thing has been in the works since 2006. They were working on a plan since 2006. They put out a document in 2010. And there's other things I know about this whole virus, pandemic, New World Order. That's what they want, New World Order. They want a new One World Order. Well, I thought this wasn't supposed to be a political show. Well, right now it's in election season, and I want to see to it that Christians get out there and vote. In 2016, what they call the evangelicals did a great job at going out and voting. Like, just like 85-90% of them went out and voted. In 2018, the midterms was down to like 25%. So we can get the evangelicals to get back out there and vote. Vote Bible. Oh, what we can do. So I tell you this stuff. And at my church, they're having a special guest speaker tomorrow night at 4 o'clock to talk about America and what he sees coming and what we as Christians and as Americans can do about it, how we can pray, what we can do. What about the election and all that kind of stuff? And I'm going to be there. And then it'll extend into the 7 o'clock service. Now, of course, there'll be the break in between and pre-service prayer. But then at the evening service, he's also going to talk to us, and he'll say different things, basically, than what he will at the 4 o'clock meeting. But it's going to be good stuff either way. And you'll be able to stream it at marktbarclay.com. Or you can come out at 7 o'clock to the evening part. If you don't go to my church, you can't go to the 4 o'clock one. If you don't go to my church, well, you're not a minister. But it's going to be a good meeting. I believe for the body of Christ, regardless of what happens with the election, I believe the body of Christ is going to have a great end of 2020 and a great 2021. I believe that. I really do believe that. I believe things are going to turn. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And I firmly believe that. The Word of God says it. The wealth of the wicked stored up for the righteous. And so, and of course, at my church, we keep saying 2020, year of plenty. Amen. And at the start of the year, when Dr. Barclay read the I Predict preview, prophecy preview, he said 2020 is designed to be a year of plenty of good for those who do follow the Word of God and do what the Lord says. And it'll also be, it is also designed to bring plenty of trouble for those who don't. At the time, we didn't know that the virus would have anything to do with it. We didn't know it would be a virus. Maybe God showed Dr. Barclay all this stuff, but he didn't say it all public. He probably wasn't under the liberty from God to do so, as he is a prophet, a major prophet at that. And I thank the Lord for him. I really do. And so, but I think, there's that. But that being said, of course, even if you don't live in America, pray. And you Americans, you Christians especially, vote. Do it in person. Do it by absentee. Is the type of absentee where it's vetted and you know where it's going. It's not good when you hear about ballots being tossed in the trash and different things happening like that to these ballots, to these vote-by-mail ballots. And believe it or not, in one state, this is a couple of years old actually, but in one state, there was a story of someone who tried to register their dog to vote. Thankfully, it was declined. I hope now they're not approving any canine voter registrations. And furthermore, which box would the canine pick? Would he pick R? Republican. Would he pick D? Democrat. Would he pick the little thing that says I or whatever? Or do they write in and just write? Maybe if they did that, that sounds like an R, right? That sounds like an R. You say you're trying to be biased because you're about to R thing? No. No. You got to vote in your heart what you feel is best. You know. You got to vote Bible. You got to vote Bible and ultimate Constitution, what it really says, not what you want it, because So you just gotta pick and make sure you vote Bible. Because whether you notice or not, as part of giving a thought, giving an account to the Lord for every thought, word, and deed, that includes, by the way, your vote. Got to look at, and they'll be on Judgment Day, and they'll say, well, how did you vote? And they'll be like, I voted this way, okay, and this, okay. And I'll be like, he might look and he might say, well, that candidate that you had voted for, they voted against me every chance they got. I'm going to point that out to you. That's why you got to pay attention. It's not the day to just push levers or whatever on the ballot. You got to pay attention. And make sure you're voting Bible. Amen. Before I sing a couple of songs and get into our word, I want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can grab an any size Coca-Cola for the low price of just $1 a piece. All day, every day, the simple joy of an ice cold soda. Of course, basically, in my mind, I have abolished ice from my McDonald's cup, as I don't get them with ice. But you can get it with ice, you can get extra ice, you can, you do what you want to do. I'm not, you're free, obviously, you're free to your own opinion, you're free to your, but, you know, you're going to get a Coke, you can get a Sprite, you can get a Dr. Pepper, like Preacher Man, and all the different ones. Of course, I get the regular Coke with no ice. Alrighty. Now, sing a couple songs. They were rocking and reeling in the streets of Jerusalem. People thought they were crazy. They were just having so much fun. Then Peter said, "These are not drunk as you suppose. They're just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost." This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that that's pouring out today. It's all right. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that pouring out today. It's all fine. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. They were rocking and reeling in the streets of Jerusalem. People thought they were crazy. They were just having so much fun. Then Peter said, "These are not drunk as you suppose. They're just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost." This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that that's pouring out today. It's all fine. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that. It's pouring out today. It's all fine. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. We're not drunk as you suppose. We're just filled with the Holy Ghost. We're not drunk as you suppose. We're just filled with the Holy Ghost. We're not drunk as you suppose. We're just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Well, it's all fine. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, And now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon a rock, and now I know I love you, and I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. You set my feet upon a rock. Now I know. You've taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon a rock, and now I know that I love you and I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I will worship you until the very end. I will worship you until the very end. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. We're so grateful. We're so grateful, Lord Jesus, that you always go before us. You always hem us in, and you bring strength to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for every one of these listeners who has made the determination tonight to tune into this broadcast, to learn more about you, learn more about your ways, your word. And I just thank you, Lord God, for every one of these people. I pray that every one of their needs is met. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you would just, I speak calm to these storms that is going on and the people that are listening tonight. I speak calm to these storms in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you right now that you are healing our bodies, you're strengthening us, that you're just, you know, just encouraging us. And now, Lord, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that these listeners would your word to use tonight. And I just thank you, Lord God, that they would have a heart to receive, ears to hear, and a mind that will understand it. In Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I confess that finances are coming into this program, that sponsors and partners are coming into this program, that increases in listenership are coming, and most of all, thank you, Lord Jesus, for souls, huge amounts of souls coming in to the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Make our confession. Say this with me, listeners. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. This Word is more than a history book to me. And it's more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, as I've said many a time on this program before, I want you to be a part. Don't just sit there and listen. Be a part. If you know the lyrics when I sing these songs, you go ahead and sing them with me. As I study the Word of God, follow along with me. Whatever I do here, you do there. Amen. So go with me to 119, Psalm 119. Praise God. And we're going to finish the series tonight of what is the Word of God to us. And we've talked about a lot of the great things that it is. Light unto my, lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. You know, it's strength to me. And all these other great things that the Word of the Lord is to us, that it can be to us. Amen. And I'm going to 119, and we're going to go to verse 129 tonight. 129. Praise God. Found it myself. I'm just giving you an extra second to find it. And you know, listeners, remember this. There are two sounds that a pastor, I always like to say, there are two sounds that a pastor really loves the most. Page is turning. And the Bible. And the preacher, and checks being ripped out of checkbooks during the offering. That's pretty funny, don't you think? Don't you think that's pretty funny, Becky? Don't you think that's pretty funny? Yeah. You're not just saying that, right? You think it is? Yeah. Oh, good. All right, I'm going to start with 129 of Psalm 119, NIV. You follow along in your version. It says, "Your statutes are wonderful, therefore... therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light, and it gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth, and I pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me, and have mercy on me, as you always do, to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of men, so that I may obey your precepts. Make your face mine upon your servant, and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. Righteous are you, O Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes that you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out. For my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands are my delight. Your statutes are forever. Your statutes are forever right. Give me understanding so that I may live. I call with all my heart. Answer me, O Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you. Save me, and I will keep your statutes. I rise before dawn, and I cry out, and I cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your laws. Those who despise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, O Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago, I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. Look upon my suffering and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. Defend my cause and redeem me. Preserve my life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees. Your compassion is great, O Lord. Preserve my life according to your laws. Many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your statutes. I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. See how I love your precepts? Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your love. All your words are true. All of your righteous laws are eternal. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds great spoil. I hate and I abhor falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day, I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have those who love your law have great peace, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and I follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known by you. May my cry come before me, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise for you. Teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word. For all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me. For I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. Wow. Some great things. Just as before. In his light, unfolding of your word, it gives light and it gives understanding. The word gives light and understanding to the simple. That's number one. That's the first point I want to give you on what the word of God is and does to us. My laws are not obeyed. The laws of the Lord are always trustworthy. We can even say the word of the Lord is always trustworthy. Another way you could say this for number two is the word of the Lord, you know, it never leads you astray. It can't lead you astray. Can't. I can't rise me out from a training, ignore your words. If I was seven. I know that I would say the promises of the Lord are tested, have been tested, yet they continue to be true to this day. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands are my delight. Your statutes are forever right. Give me understanding that I may live. With all of my heart, answer me, O Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. I hate you. I want you to fall down, and I pray for help. As I put my hope in the Lord, the Lord hears my cry. That's number three. And my love preserve my love, my life, O Lord, according to your laws. Those who desire wicked schemes are near, but they are far from the law, yet you are true, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your statutes that you establish them. Again, it mentions, as we discussed yesterday, that the word of the Lord is eternal, including his statutes. But that's why the Ten Commandments are still valid to this day. Still can't commit adultery. Still illegal in the eyes of God to steal. It's still illegal in the eyes of God to tell lies. I wish they'd get that in Washington. You know, Becky, right, that that's one thing that politicians do a lot. They lie. I've heard the joke before that you know a politician is speaking, is lying, when their lips are moving. Have you heard that before? But I'm getting off of that. I'll not forget your law. Defend my cause and redeem and preserve my life according to your promise. So, and then it gets into, and I obey them and them. Your statutes are forever right in the understanding that I may live. And then it gets into all. And I put my hope in you, but long ago I learned. And then you look. So that's number four. Number three. Number four. The word says that the Lord is my deliverer. And that can be all kinds of deliverances. Deliverance from, you know, bad influences. Deliverances from, from alcohol, from drugs, from tobacco, from sin, from all kinds of different things that the Lord will deliver you from if you ask him, if you seek his face. He'll deliver you. He'll deliver you from lying, stealing, all these other things. I'm hoping soon to hear about one of these rioters that used to riot even a few months ago getting saved. I want to hear about that. About them getting saved, like right there in prison. Or right up. Now, as we continue on, defend my cause and redeem. And made me preserve my life according to your promise. So salvation is far from the wicked. Do not seek out your decrees. You preserve my life according to your laws. Many of who pursue me, but I have not turned from your statutes. I'll look on the faithfulness, loathing they do not obey your words. No, I love your is my life, O Lord, according to your love, all your words. And so many of these psalmists, one of the things that stands out to me is so many of these psalmists, so many of them mention how the Word of God has preserved their life. Many of them, not a couple, many. Many of them throughout this whole chapter. It's a theme of this chapter, in fact. A key theme. The Word of God preserves, the Lord preserves life. The Lord preserves life. Time and time and time and time again. That's not clear. I don't know what is. Lord, according to you, and I will always be with me without revolve my mind and my word. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds her spoil. And I hate one all of us with number, and I love the law. And I pray to be like a father. The word of the Lord brings peace. The word of the Lord brings peace. And you know, nothing can make them stumble. That is found in verse 165. Oh, how I love peace. And we all need it today. Everything going on. The word of the Lord brings peace. That's number six. And I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and I follow you, your commands. The word of the Lord brings salvation. Number seven, salvation. I obey your statutes, for I'm generally, I obey your precepts. And your statutes and my ways are known to you. May I come before you, all. Lord, give me understanding. May your word, may supplication be before you, deliver me. May my lips flow with praise. May you teach me your decrees. May your tongue sing your word, for all day. Your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me. For I chose your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let me live that I may. Praise you. May your honor sustain me. I have strayed, my sheep, your servant. I have not forgotten your commands. And then another thing, of course, the word of the Lord brings, although it doesn't really mention it much in this chapter, is the word of the Lord brings healing. Brings healing to your body. Talks about it in other verses, in other places in the Bible, but the word of the Lord brings healing to your body and your mind and your soul. And this chapter is just marvelous. And I know it repeats a lot of things over and over and over and over and over and over again. I know. But at the same time, it makes it very clear. One of the things that it makes it very clear later on in this chapter, later on in this chapter, one of the things that it makes really clear is that the Lord is a deliverer. And the Lord helps those who are being persecuted. And also, the other big one that it makes clear is that he preserves life. He preserves life. That is a very good thing. Just think about that. That your life can be preserved because you believe in the Lord, because you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because you've been in the Word, because you've gotten your nose. Because you've put your nose in the Logos. because you put your nose in the book, your face in the book, instead of just living on Facebook, you put your face in the book. And so, you know, I thank God all the time for everything he's done. And of course, we should not take the word, his word, for granted. We really should not be taking the word of God as just some for granted book. And of course, it's eternal. It has healing in it. It has deliverance in it. Of course, when you're reading your actual Bible, it doesn't ping, it doesn't ding, it doesn't check the weather, it doesn't go on Facebook. YouTube, MeTube, ZemTube, or whatever tube. Instagram. Sometimes now, every once in a while, I like to call it InstaSlam, actually. But nonetheless, like I said, the word of God isn't something that you should be just taking for granted. And all the things that the word promises. This chapter, so much of it is based on the promises of God. And that's why we stand on the promises of God. We stand on the promises of the Lord, who is our Savior. And obviously I know what I am believing in. And Jesus is my rock and my salvation. He's my fortress. In him do I trust. Yes, I do. And I just look at the psalm and I just say, though it's very long, it's very sweet. And there are a lot of things to be drawn from the book of Psalms. Another one of my favorite psalm verses is, of course, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. But, listeners, now, pay attention. Now, all the stuff we talked about in the Word of God, the last four times, dating back to a week ago today, the last four shows, we've been talking about the promises and how we can put this to great use. what the word to use. What is the word to us in that? There is a, this will not work for you unless you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And it is very important that you know the Lord Jesus as your name and as your Lord and Savior. Let me ask you a question, listeners. Do you know what would happen if you died today? And furthermore, being all this virus hysteria over the last 6 months, and starting to get a little closer to seven now, but still over the past like 6.5 months, and these people are like, we're going to die. I'll tell you the truth about something. Is appointed unto all of us once to die. It is appointed unto us all to die at one point. The question is, do you know where you will go when you die? Or you know it's not heaven as of right now, currently? I can help you. You can give your life to Christ. You can call me. Either 989-495-1028 or 989-708-9853. We can help you. We can pray with you. Because in this day and age, this is the last of the last days, so it's very important that you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And also, knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior is what gives you access to all these benefits, all this guidance that the Lord gives, and all the deliverance that He brings, and all the You know, and all the healings and all the other great things that come with knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And, of course, it always helps to have a great church. It's really important that you get yourself in a great church that you can rub shoulders with people. While being 6 feet apart. I don't know how you're supposed to rub shoulders from 6 feet apart. Well, I heard about at one church where they dedicated this baby back in like June. And they used and they baptized this little baby, they used a little squirt gun. A little squirt gun from a 6 feet pole. Isn't that kind of funny? I want you to pray this prayer with me real quick, listeners. And then that was my alarm that said to, move on because of it being fall now and us gearing up into higher gear. Football season is getting into higher gear, so that's why I am now going back to setting an alarm at a certain time like I've been doing the past couple of years. So that's what that noise was. Pray this with me, listeners. Dear Jesus, I ask you, and dear Jesus, come to me. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior in my life. Change me. Deal with me. Make me new. Show me your ways so that I may walk with you. I'm done being my own God. I'm done calling my own shots. I need your help. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come, fill me, and change me, that I may have your blessing. And I will dwell in your house, in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, then the angels of the Lord are in heaven, are having a great fireworks show, you know, and they're celebrating that someone gave their life to Christ. For those of you who rededicated your life, I used to live for Jesus, but I walked away, then obviously they're really happy up there too. And the Bible tells us there's more rejoicing over a sinner who repents than over 99 people who are living very righteous and they don't even need to repent. And then also, if you prayed this prayer because I just said do it, then obviously it feels just as good this time as it did the last time, and the time before that, and the time before that. Amen. Praise God. Lord, bless us and help us tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this great word. Thank you for this great series where we taught about your word, what it is to us. And I just thank you, Lord God, that we would all put this to great use. We would all remember this. May we not take your word for granted at all anymore. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now for sports. Being we don't have any current non-football sports news, let's bring it into your Football Central. Brought to you by, as usual, your local Dairy Queen, where you can go and grab yourself an icy cold blizzard treat. A fall blizzard like the pumpkin pie blizzard. That was sadly out last time I tried to go get it. And also the new caramel apple blizzard. Personally, I like the pumpkin pie one more. Do you think you would like the pumpkin pie one, Becky? Yeah. Maybe or yours. Yeah. Oh, yes. And so it is. And so you can go there and we have a nice cold blizzard today. Now, for our football game is this weekend. At the high school level, we have Midland hosting a marquee game this week as the Canucks are taking on the Mount Pleasant Oilers. Midland, for its part, is 2-0. They took down Heritage 42-20. Of course, the week before that, they just walloped Saginaw 48-0. Of course, now Mount Pleasant's played two pretty good games. They might not be quite as good as last year. Of course, we're looking to redeem ourselves from last year's two embarrassing losses at the end of the season. Midland only beat Mount Pleasant by 1 point last year. That gives me reason to expect a good game. I have something to get to from the MHSAA. but I'm going to pick these games first, and then I will deal with that. Either after that, or if there's no time, I'll deal with that Monday. But first, to pick these games. First game, Midland, Mount Pleasant at Midland. 7 o'clock, Community Stadium. Midland and the Chemics, they are looking for their second straight win over the Oilers. Last year, they won by 1 point. Last year, they lost by getting doubled up, 40-20. And then a couple of years prior to that, for 2 years in a row, they enjoyed very close victories. There was actually, between 2012 and 2016, all of these were decided by 10 points or less. All of them. All of them. All of them have been Mount Pleasant games since 2012 and 2016. And I expect this one will be no different. Obviously, we're in 2020 now, but Midland will have to contain Mount Pleasant. I think they'll be able to. Yes, I do. Midland must clean up their penalties. They had 9 rather large penalty. They had 9 major yard penalties last Friday. They can clean that up. They should get a win. My pick. Comic books. 25. Pleasant Mountain. 21. So Chemics will win 25-21. Dow goes to Heritage to take on the Hawks. Now, in week one, Heritage was blown out like 35-0 to a Detroit area squad. Last week, they lost to Midland 42-20. They'll see if they can get an even one this time. They can hopefully grab themselves a win. We'll have to wait and see. Hopefully, they can grab themselves a win. And Dow, they only scored 35 points against Central compared to the even more points they scored against Saginaw. They scored more points against Central Bay City than what they did against Saginaw. So, my prediction, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 27, Everlasting Heritage, 24. So Dow will win, but this will be a close game, just like Midland's game. Let's talk about the Lions now. They are hosting New Orleans Saints, but the Saints haven't been exactly the greatest. The Lions, for their part, have some things they need to work on. They finished off well, though, this past Sunday. And when I look at this, if the Lions play like they did at the end of the game on Sunday, they can have a chance. And my prediction, therefore, is Roaring Lion, 26, St. Peter and Paul, 23. And then last but not least, Patriots Chiefs. The America game, as you could say it. Now, the Chiefs right now look to be very well positioned. Patriots lost one of their games, even though they played well in the game that they lost. They're doing well with Cam Newton as their quarterback. As I look at this, I see two good teams. My prediction is hail to the Chiefs, 34. Hail to the Chiefs, 34. Red, white, and blue, 28. You say, where does Hail to the Chiefs come in? It's a presidential song thing. Something to do with President's Day. I'm not sure. Well, I just know. And then, of course, red, white, and blue, Patriots, American colors. That's where I got that from. So, last week, I did extremely well on these, 4-0, perfect. The previous week, which was the first week that I really did tallies and followed all these, I was like 3-1. So that means that I'm basically 7-1. So right now I am riding very high on my predictions. Very high. Very high accuracy when it comes to who will win. These scores, I take into account how the teams look, along with other parameters, other things to kind of see what I think a fitting score could possibly look like. That's why, example, Dow Saginaw thought it was going to be something like 45-3. Instead, it was like 36-6. So it was somewhat close. Yeah. And then I figured the Lions game would be in the 20s on both sides. It was. I figured Midland would win more like a 35-13. I was a touchdown short on Midland because they scored an extra one. And also, was the touchdown too low on Heritage? But still a similar spread. And then, so on three of them, was actually rather close as far as at least the spread, the score difference. Your spread is your difference when it comes to your scoring. Like, if you win 24-21, that is a 3-point spread. Okay. 3-point spread. Then, that was the case with Midland, Dow, and then, of course, the Lions game and the Patriots game, they all look to have decent point spreads. Now, obviously, in like Vegas and that, they'll do stuff for these games. But obviously, at the high school level, they don't. So, obviously, I make up the spreads based on what they sometimes do at these games, like for scoring. All right. The other sports thing, the other sports news that I want to get to tonight is this. The MHSAA in Lansing, per an executive order, has announced that starting on October 9th, there will be allowed to be up to 1,000 fans in a football stadium. I did that, I can see 3,333 people and more, kind of a weird thing. So up to 1,000 people in there. I don't know if this includes the bands in that or not. I hope not, because I tell you something. On the 16th, when Midland comes back, I want that band there. Even on the 9th, when there's a Dow game, even though it's a Dow game, I still plan to be there, because I want to be there at that first game where people are allowed to be. That band, I really hope that band's there, and I really hope that that band's hitting all the right notes. And provided that they're there, you already know what part I'm looking next most forward to, other than the football itself. You guessed it, didn't you? You guessed it, didn't you? Drumline, remember? They usually are really good, both Midland and Dow Bowls. The band in general is, too, and it's always nice. They always add to the game. They really do. Student section, equal. That's why I sit where I do when I'm at these, like, few rows behind the students, so you can still see the field. And then, of course, I'm one section over from where the band is. Like, they're in one section. I'm in, like, the very next section. Is that where you get, the most, because there's a lot of energy there. So who knows how it'll be this season. But looking forward to finally being able to have fans at these high school games again. I wasn't sure if it would happen. It looks like it will. My hope is that the Supreme Court will rule and will turn over all of these things. If they do before, like, Midland Dow game or something, then I'm ready for, like, an epic pack the stadium, fill the track, fill everything. Here's the thing. I think if that happens, here's what's going to happen from me. Anyone I know that I see at that game, usually I wouldn't do this because of the virus and all that. You want to know what they're going to get from me? Automatic hug. Maybe. So wait and see. Or handshake or something. Because in my mind, a lot of times with the WHO, whatever the WHO says don't do, you know, the WHO, the World Health Organization. Oh, yeah. So we'll have to see. It's really unfortunate that it doesn't take effect this Friday, because that's the big Midland Mount Pleasant game. But as they say, sadly, it is what it is. All right. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us or our immediate loved ones. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, flood, crash, no terrorists, no virus, no fire, no flood, no crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones, as we're going to be in great peace and great joy and prosperity for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.